Hey Dan, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing,
I'm good. I'm good. How's your moving going?
I'm getting ready. Actually, I just finished up from last week from Saturday. I actually finished that load. I'm going to run a load of storage here this afternoon and then come back and go back out to work and then come back and hopefully get another two or three out of here this weekend.
Awesome. Where are you going this week for work?
I got a choice. It's either going to end up in, I'm going to try for Georgia because it's just closer. Either that or I'm going to end up in Iowa.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I can get to Georgia, that this plan will work out for me. If not, it'll be like today, just running back and forth, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
I hear
Well,
you live in Arkansas.
yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 'Cause that's the area I'm looking at between Arkansas and Oklahoma, right in that area.
Okay. Yeah, so I
That's
live
where
up in Northwest Arkansas, in Bentonville, where the first
Benton.
Walmart was.
Yep. I delivered out of there years ago.
Yeah,
I'll be darned.
it's a real cute town. I really like it
Yeah.
up here, and if you're not afraid of the snow, it's not bad.
Yeah, that does become an issue up there, don't it?
Yes, you definitely have time to relax and be inside during the winter, that's for sure.
Because I'm going back and forth. As we said, I'm leaning towards Oklahoma, but I'm going in that area, you know.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
whatever I can come across. I thought you lived out in Florida.
Well, so I have a place down there too. I kind of bounce back and forth. Right now, I'm mostly in Arkansas. I want to be up here for the summer because I want to explore the mountain biking and the mountains and things like that. So that's why I moved up here. But all my family and things are still in Florida.
Okay, it makes
Yeah.
sense now. Well, you get plenty of hiking in done out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's tons to
Especially
do.
around the Ozarks, you can get into the Ozarks and all that, man. You'll have a good time.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking. And, I was in Florida for a few years because my sister started having babies. And so, but then I just got bored, I was like, I need to be outside and not just under the heat and in hot water,
Yep. That's kind of where I'm at. I know everybody's laughing at me, but I need a change. I need
Yeah.
to get out. I just need something different in my life right now. Kids are gone, everything, you know.
Yeah.
And just downsizing and just mostly just shop for the truck more than anything. So.
I feel you. If you feel called to do it, you just gotta listen to the calling,
Yep. And that's where I'm at. Because all these years, I know it sounds selfish. And I even told my daughters, I said, look, I ain't trying to be one-sided here, but all these years, it's been for you three girls. It's my turn.
Yeah.
You
I
know?
think that's fair.
It's just to the point now where it's just my turn to do what the hell I want to do. Use my language, but that's where I'm at.
Well, and none of them have given you any grandbabies, huh?
Oh, yeah. My youngest, believe it. Well, my oldest and my youngest.
Okay.
And then my
Okay.
middle one's like, Dad, I don't want kids right now. I said, well, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not like we don't have, I got three grandsons.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
And I was like, you know what? Baby, you do what you got to do. If you want to get your life together and live your life, you live it and you have babies when you're ready.
Yeah, that's good.
So it was funny because my youngest is like, Dad, because she was, it was unplanned.
Yeah.
It was not planned. Typical, you know, young and dumb. But
Yeah,
she's doing okay. She's getting there. She's the one I had all trouble with the gallbladder and everything.
oh gosh, that's even harder when you have a kid thrown into the mix,
Oh
my
yeah,
goodness.
it's and that's where my panic was. I mean, I was losing it there for a couple of days.
So how's
But
she doing? Is she
she's
recovered and
yeah, well she's still pretty sore. That's what she's saying. So for some reason, whatever, for some reason she don't think she's healing right. But her dumb little butt went back to work
Well,
too soon. I think she went too soon, honestly.
that
I'm
might be
glad.
why
I
she
mean, I'm hoping she's wanting to work that. I'm glad of that. But I told her, I said, look, you just do light duty thing or something if that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Well,
because she went to work with her fiance, with her and her, him and his uncle, working in stores, setting up new stores.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, and I said, what are you doing? She said, well, every now and then I help with the shelves, but she said, mostly it's just the paperwork and stuff like that.
Okay.
I said, well, you keep doing the paperwork. Don't get out there and don't get bored and, you know.
Yeah, don't be lifting anything. Especially when you have an infection after, it really does slow down the healing.
And that's what my worry was, because she kept saying, with that infection, and then when I seen them pictures of her being in that hallway, I just, I lost it, you know, I lost it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
But when Forrest told me that, I was like, oh, I got to check up with her and see what the secrets are with Arkansas.
I love it here. I love it because I've lived in big cities and, you know, around here, because of the money that's come in from Walmart, you do have a little bit of a city vibe, but it's a small town still. And it's probably one of the only places where you can get food still at midnight in the town square, and also it not be wild and crazy, and, you know, it's still kind of quiet, and, I mean, it's a really nice area. But
see, that's what I'm looking at. That's, like I said, I want to get out and just don't have to worry about all that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's grown so much around here. I mean, it is really, it's just really, and there's a lot of things going on here. There are a lot of the Maryland, D.C., Northern Virginia stuff is coming this way.
Yeah.
And that's why I left Maryland to begin with, because I didn't like how it was turning out. Now it took 15 years, but it caught up. But I got the girls through it. That was my biggest thing, to get them out of that area, you know.
Yeah.
And get them down here. So that part of it worked anyway.
Well.
But that was kind of cool, because I'm looking, well, I was, you know, the Texarkana, Arkansas, because I was going to go for Arizona, and I love Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And just so much of this stuff is going on down there right now and out that way. Yeah, it's like, nah, I think I'm going to head towards the hills.
Yeah, I love the hills.
You know, oh, I do too. And that's what's funny, because my sister lives on the Outer Banks, and she's always wanted to live out there, and I've always been in the woods. So.
Yep, that's me too. My whole family, they love the beach, but
I love the woods. Yeah, I got to be in the. I got to be out. You know, I don't mind the beach. I can go and hang out for a little while. I'm good for 2, maybe 3 days, but I got to go.
Mhm.
I can't. It's just so much of it that you can deal with, you know.
Well, you know, if you're looking for somewhere so kind of quiet, the Fort Smith area might be a good spot as well. That's about an hour south from me. But I also really like the Broken Arrow area.
Actually, I had just looked at a place. I was going to try to go over there right around the holiday for Easter and all that, try to ride out that way and go look at a couple of these places that I got lined up. That one's in Broken Arrow there.
Yeah, I really like Broken Arrow. One of my cousins lives over there, and you know, it's just close enough to Tulsa that if you really want to go do something, you can. But it's out there enough that it's, you know, they got some suburbs, but they're not like big, huge houses or anything. It's just kind of like a small, more family community, and I like that.
That's where I'm leaning. Like you said, that's where I'm leaning towards, where I could be out, and I don't want to see my neighbor. I know they're there, but I don't want to see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. I need more space.
Yeah.
I need more space. And everybody says, especially the, you know, the whole crew is like, you're 60 years old. What are you smoking? Where you think you got to go out here and try to build yourself up another place? Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you only get to live one time. You might as well do whatever you want.
You know, I said, it's not going to be nothing fancy. I mean, it's going to be a tiny, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, probably 2-bedroom, whatever way I end up doing it. But mostly I just want the land where I can go out there if I want to shoot my guns or something. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
And that's where I'm at. I ain't worrying about nothing else right now.
Well, I love that. So over on our end, like, we've got the title work is being taken care of. Our attorneys are happy with everything. We're still expecting to close on the 24th. How's your timeline looking?
It's going to be close, but we should be okay. That's what I was telling I was hoping to do it. It's just the scheduling. That's why I had to go this route, just because of my crazy ass schedule.
Right.
So that should be fine. And I got an email from them, but I can't get my emails for some reason.
Oh,
I guess
do
that
you
was
want
from
me,
the attorney.
You want me
so
to,
I don't
them
know
to
what,
call you?
It don't matter, either that or she could text it to me. I'm in the process now trying to find out what's going on with the emails. For some reason, I'm having trouble with my email.
Yeah, I'll let her know that you're having issues with your email. And
I wasn't ignoring her. I just couldn't answer. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, no problem. So, no problem at all.
And I just haven't had, and I've been running at night, between night and day, you know, the early morning stuff, and my schedule just is not working to try to get a hold of them right now.
Yeah, I'm just letting everybody know that your emails are having some issues. Because
yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on. All at once, it just decided, okay, I'm tired of working.
No worries. We'll fix it then. We'll do calls or texts instead.
Okay. It'd probably be easier for them just the way it's going today, because where I'm going, where I got my storage trailer, the service, I lose service for about an hour or so.
Okay.
Because it's up in, and it's all pine trees and everything around through there, so it's not getting, I'm not getting signal down in there where them trees are at, where I got this trailer. So it's probably easier if she texts me, you know?
Yeah, I just told her that. I told her to give you a text to set up a call if they need you.
Okay, but everything's looking good though, right?
Everything's looking good as far as I know.
Okay. Good deal. Well, thank you.
Of course. That's what I'm here for, Dan.
You got my curiosity now, though, because I got to pick her brain a little bit with Arkansas, because I've been through there, God, I don't know how many times, you know, and I've always liked it up through there for years. I've liked it all through that whole area.
Yeah.
And
the fall is really pretty.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But when I used to, as I said, the Arizona, when I used to run down in the Laredo and all, is when I fell in love with Arizona and all that.
Yeah, I also love Arizona.
I got a cousin there too, but
yeah,
he's saying it's getting kind of ugly. He said
really?
He's in Flagstaff, and he said it's getting pretty ugly.
Wow.
So he said he's had them camping out in his backyard already.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. He said he got up one morning, his daughter, she said she was standing at the back window, and there's never, you know, nothing around. And she said she's seen a tarp. And she's like, Dad, why is there a tarp at the back? And they were setting up a makeshift tent.
Wow.
In his backyard.
That is crazy.
I don't know he said just the whole area, all of Arizona is just getting really out of hand.
Wow.
So that kind of threw a monkey wrench into that plan.
I don't blame you on that one. But, you know, I also love Utah. That's another area
that's
so beautiful.
Yep.
And you can get, like, some good land, or, you know, where you can get a lot of land for really cheap is Nevada.
Nevada. I looked there, and I was like, you know what? But the problem is the work. I don't have enough to keep me rolling back and forth out that way.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? I could get stuff going out there, but then to try to come back out to make any kind of money, I'd have to go almost into Texas and all that. And it's a little bit too much of a stretch.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
It'd be too costly. I like it, though.
Right.
That in Montana. I even was looking in Montana.
Yeah.
But they're expensive.
You know, when my dad was a truck driver when I was a little girl, and I would on summer vacation, I would go on trips with him across the country.
Uh-huh.
And Montana is one place that I always thought was so beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Too cold in the winter for me.
Yeah, and that's what kind of stopped me. I got too many aches and pains to be in the too awful cold.
Yeah,
you know?
And their winter's so long.
Oh, it lasts forever.
Yeah, the majority is just cold, and I couldn't do that.
I think they got snow up there last week.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, because I went to the Glacier National Park up there.
Oh, wow.
a lot of their stuff is closed until like almost May, and it closes again in late September because
yep.
it's already snowing.
It's wild. It's, as I said, though, it's beautiful, but
yeah,
that in it's a little too pricey for me.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, but it's like at everywhere you go now anyway.
Yeah, ain't that the truth.
Speaking of that, how are you? I mean, I hope I ain't going to be too nosy, but how are their taxes in Arkansas?
In Bentonville, they're pretty – they're honestly, they're kind of steep around the Bentonville area just because of the Walmart and everything that it brings in. But
mm-hmm.
once you get outside of it, it's not bad.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can find places here that, you know, are still good. But I mean, compared to Florida, these prices
oh my God.
You know, like these prices are good. But
yeah.
compared to like other places, it's still a little pricey.
Okay. Because I've been doing some research. Well, you know, this hasn't been a spur of the moment. I just jumped at it. I mean, it's been rooting around. But I just wanted to get a firsthand.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading, you know.
Well, I don't know what the prices are like in your area for, like, food and stuff like that. But, I mean, you can't beat the prices of food here. And, I mean, the gas is pretty good. I mean, the Walmarts are nice, you know, and Walmart
mm-hmm.
does hold things cheaper. And because this is home of Walmart, all the Walmarts are really nice. They're not like other Walmarts across the country, you know.
Oh, God, the Walmarts around here I've gotten to where I don't even go to them.
I know, same. That's how I felt in Florida. But here, it's like the only grocery around. And they've got
oh, wow. okay.
fresh, good produce. I mean, I don't know what avocados go for there. But in Florida, you'd be buying, like, you know, an avocado for $3. Here, I
yep.
buy them for 68 cents.
I was going to say, I think they're $1.10 here now. The last one I think I seen was $1.10, maybe around $1.10 or something like that.
Yeah, the cost of living here is good.
Well, good. Well, I'll leave you alone about it then because I was reading that and the crime was the other issue. You know, I was just checking and seeing
yeah.
different areas.
Yeah, I
but
don't think
compared to what
either.
We got around here, but shit, we're doing good. Yeah, from what I read.
Yeah, I don't think crime's a big issue here, so.
No, good. Well, that means you guys are staying safe too, then. That's good.
Absolutely. But all right, Dan, you go get all back
right.
to your packing and enjoy your trip this week. And if we're still set to close on the 24th, then we're just keep pushing along.
So far, I don't see it. It's stretching thin, but I think I'll be okay.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody does because I have my doubts sometimes myself, but it should be okay.
One step at a time. That's all we can do, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But, all right,
Miss T. I thank you, hon.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.